Good morning, good people. It is 15th November 2020. We celebrate the 33rd Sunday of Ordinary Time. The readings are from Proverbs chapter 31, verses 10 to 13, 19 to 20, and 30 to 31. The second reading is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 1 to 6, and the Gospel from Matthew chapter 25. Verses 14 to 30. It is the last ordinary Sunday of the church year. It is not the end, but about the preparation we need entering in our second Lent. In the Gospel, we are expected to multiply the talents and resources entrusted to us and make the difference in the world with whatever is given to us. A story goes this way. A man who was walking on the seashore noticed a young boy who was collecting the silver fish and throwing them back into the sea. And these starfish were lying on the shore on the low tide. So the man asked him, "What are you doing?" Because there were millions of starfish lying on the shore. So he said, "I'm trying to take them and throw them into the sea." So the man asked, "Is it possible to do all these things?" He said, "I'm just doing my part. I would like to make a difference. However, a little it may be, but I can still make the difference." Yes, my dear people, as we are come to this close of this year's liturgical time, the readings suggest that we all need to make a difference in our life. God is expecting us to make a difference. And he is looking forward with whatever he has given to us to make a difference in our life. The book of Proverbs speaks the noble qualities of a worthy wife who fears the Lord. She made a remarkable difference by shining qualities of serving humanity and God. Diligence and smart working are the indicators of a good wife who keeps herself busy and productive. The reading encourages us not to be satisfied being skilled, but we need to have the upskill and reskilling. It is not how much money we have made in our life, but how grateful we have become by appreciating and thanking God for all that we are today. A productive person never sits idle, but becomes trustworthy by being faithful, productive, willing to learn, save money to help the needy, avoiding gossip and foolish choices, and never forget to value spiritual life, and eventually noticed by people around the person and recognized and showered with appreciation. St. Paul, in the second reading, prepares our minds to be ready facing the day of the Lord at any time of our life. The final assessment, analysis, and judgment will dawn on us when we are least prepared. It comes like a thief. The second coming of the Lord is certain, and so we need to be prepared, not scared and frightened, to face the Lord who trusted us with life and filled us with grace. We are the children of God, and therefore we need to rejoice the return of the Lord. Our false hope and security will be surely put into scrutiny. The best way to prepare ourselves for the Lord's second coming, we need to live up to the call. It is time to be alert, active, and attentive to welcome the Lord. The Gospel presents us with the two stories reminding the need to be watchful and the parable of talents. Our fruitfulness depends on our faithfulness. this parable symbolically throws some light on the final judgment. Three servants entrusted with the riches of the master according to their capacity and ability in master's view. Each talent is equivalent to 15 years of wage earned by an ordinary worker. Master never told them that he would ask for an account of the riches on his return. We all have received from the Lord, and therefore we are responsible to give an account to the Lord. Two servants wisely invested the sum and doubling what was entrusted to them, and the master was pleased with their way, attitude, responsibility and creativity in enriching what was entrusted to them. He not only invited them to share the joy, but entrusted with them much more. Because they become so productive and responsible, they are no longer slaves, servants, but members of the master's household. Look at the third servant, who did something which angered the master. He hid the money in the ground and never wanted to take risk investing. God has blessed us with life, and we are expected to return our life holy and blameless to Him. Since he acted irresponsibly, giving excuses, the master took even what was given to him and threw him out in dungeon. By baptism, we have received courage so that we may encourage others. Since we are trusted so much by the Lord, we are entrusted with so much more. Because we have faith, we transcend to be faithful. All of us are vested with so many qualities, and that is why God has invested fearlessly on us. The responsorial psalm praises, "Happy are those who fear the Lord." Psalm 127 verse 1. All these readings sum up some salient features, lessons for our personal, spiritual and communal life. Unless we use it, we lose it. We are all entrusted with the talents to invest and multiply, not to hoard and sleep over it. The more we empty ourselves, even more we are filled. We need to take risk in losing what we have in order to acquire what we dream to have. It is not worth comparing with others and entering a self-destructive dialogue. The comparison kills enthusiasm to be different. We cannot be determined by the past and the experiences of pain and loss. God never entrusted us with any condition so explicitly when He entrusted with riches. But at the final analysis, God has the right to know what did we do with our life, faith, love, the capacity to forgive, learn and to be different. The final judgment is the account of how we treated others and things entrusted accordingly. We will be rated and ranked in the master's house. For the ones who make more work never end, or there is no substitute for smart work. Pope Francis teaches us that the parable of the talents reminds us of a personal responsibility and of a faithfulness that even becomes the ability to continually set out anew, walking new paths without burying the talent, that is, the gifts which God has entrusted to us and for which He will call us to account. May the Lord kindly bless each one of us.